Fifth parak of Zavin's second Mishnah. The oy klal echad acher omru. There's another rule that was said. Kol anisa al gavi zov tomek. Anything that is above the zov and supported by the zov is tomek, even though the zov is not touching him. That we learned before. El yonish al zov is a region of the tumah. The kol shazov nisa alov, something that the zov is above and the zov is putting its weight on, is tar. Chutz, except for Roy Lamishka Vamoshev, that we learned before. That if he's on something that's Roy for sitting or sleeping or laying down on or standing on, all those things, like beds and chairs, are tummy. Not only they're tummy, they're avatuma, and the things on top of them are only reaching the tumma. The Adam, and also the person underneath them if the thing underneath them is a person, so that's what we learned before. The Adam which supports the Zov is Matana. Kate said, it's boy shall Zov Taras and Nadbach. And the finger of a zav is underneath a whole row of a wall, of stones of a wall. Hatomi lemalon mitamish naim poisel echod. Here we're saying a chiddush. This is called Evan Amasama, which means that even if there's a tremendous amount of weight in between the finger of the zav and the thing on top of it, which you have this big stone wall or whatever, that since lemaisa, the finger of the zav is underneath this person who's on top of it, so the person on the top is going to become like a rishon l'tumah, and therefore he's matamish naim, or he's considered like an extension of the tumah, and he's going to matamish naim, which means if he touches something, it's going to become a rishon, and that thing touches something else, it becomes a sheni. And that thing touches the third thing, is poisel echad, will become a shlishi. So as long as he's still in contact, that's a considered indirect contact with the tuma, whatever touches him becomes a rishon. Pirish, this is what we learned in the first Mishnah. Once he separates himself, now he's only a rishon the tuma, and therefore he's metam echad or poisel echad. Whatever he touches will be a rishon, and that will make it touches a sheni, and the sheni will make a shlishi. Hatame milmalon vator milmatan. If the tummy is on top, and the top person is underneath. Before it was the other way around. Matamish nine paisalecha, the same thing. That since the person is supporting some way the zav, at least the zav is on top of him, and then the same thing, as long as they're both in that position of contact, indirect contact, so. The person who's going to become tumah now is considered like an extension of the tumah, and if he touches food, that's going to become a rishon, which is going to make a shein and a shlishi. Pirish, once he separates himself, the same thing, he's considered rishon, and what he touches will become a sheni, or bais lechet, the sheni will make a shlishi. Foods and drinks, or even these kalim that are made for sitting or laying down or sitting on, or other types of Kalim Danim Kabal Toma, which is not Roy for sitting on. So Milamalam, if they're on top of the Zov, then all these are Matamish Nine Poisel Echad, as long as they're connected, they're considered also an extension of the Zov, and they make that which they touch into a region of the Toma, to make a Shein and a Shlisha. Pilsha, once they separate themselves, Matamish Echad Poisel Echad, then they have a status of the region of the Toma. That's if they're on top. Mishkov, Hamoishu, Milmaton, but if you have something that is Roy for sitting on underneath itself, then Matam Mishnaim Poisim Echon, it's like an Avatuma, and whatever it touches becomes a Rishon, which will make a Shein in the Shlishi. Pilshim, even if it's separated, Matam Mishnaim Poisim Echon. So the only thing that remains Avatuma after it separates its connection from the Zov is the Mishkov Hamoishu that's underneath it. If there's Oichel Mashkov underneath it and not touching him, they are Tahar. Because this concept of supporting the Zav is only by a person and not by other things.